This is Shamir Young, bringing you the Pro Photographer Journey Podcast. Listen in as award-winning photographers discuss how they find opportunities, market their talent, and overcome mistakes to become respected, ever-advancing professional creatives. You'll also hear about their hard-learned lessons, as well as tips for making awesome images. You ready to take your photography business to the next level? Let's do it. And if you haven't already, be sure to pick up your free photography business bundle at prophotographerjourney.com/freebusinessbundle. It's 4 weeks of helpful free gifts delivered every 7 days directly to your email inbox. The first thing you'll get is the PDF e-guide titled 12 Common Business Tips and Mistakes Photographers Wish They'd Known Before Going Pro. And believe me, I've made quite a few of these mistakes myself. After that, you'll get a new free gift every week that will help you propel your photography business forward. So head on over to prophotographerjourney.com/freebusinessbundle and get yours today. Also, if you're enjoying this podcast, please leave a review in iTunes or Stitcher or wherever you're listening. The more reviews I get, the easier it is for people to find this podcast in search rankings. And I want to reach as many people as possible. So again, please leave a review. I really appreciate it. All right, let's get to the interview. Hey everybody, Shamir Young here. Welcome to this solo episode where I talk about the most important points from my interview with Chris Corradino. That is a cool guy. I highly encourage you to check out his website. He is doing amazing and awesome work. You can find him at photomentornyc.com. So let's get right into it. One of the things that Chris mentioned that really stood out to me was the fact that he makes an effort to take time for himself, which I believe is something that many of us tend to ignore. And we don't really give it attention until we have become overwhelmed with work and clients and we're growing gray hairs, essentially. So I really want to stress this. This was his reply to the question, what's the most challenging aspect as far as being in business for yourself? And he did say making time for himself, and that's why I'm highlighting it. How you do it is up to you, but you have to have some time where you're not working and where you're becoming refreshed and just taking a moment to breathe. For Chris, he says he normally takes one full day, Sunday, to do other things as far as relaxing or listening to music or engaging in other arts. He also mentioned that he makes it a point to listen to music throughout the week as well. And so for him, this keeps him refreshed. Now for you, that may look different. It may be a different day. You may take breaks in a different way. It might be a walk in the park for you, or getting a massage, which is one of my personal favorites, or going to a movie, or hanging out with your friends, or just taking some special family time. However you do it, make sure you take time to refresh yourself. You can't be working 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, or you will burn yourself out. You will be very stressed. Your health will suffer, and that can lead to other things. You can get sick, then you'll have to go to the doctors, and then you'll get doctor bills, which makes you more stressed, actually. And I'm speaking from experience. I think I've shared this on the podcast before, but several years ago, it was actually back in 2011, I worked myself into the ground until I literally had, it was not to gross you out, but it looked like a lump emerging from the side of my neck. I had taken on too many clients, the wrong kinds of clients as well. And I was stressed and I was working basically as soon as I got up to when I went to bed. And I also was not getting enough sleep. So one day I look in the mirror and I see this lump growing out of my neck and I'm like, what in the world is this? And for some reason, I didn't even think it was stress. You know, my mind went to the most terrible things possible, like cancer or who knows what. So I had to go to the doctors, which, by the way, took me away from working. And the doctors looked at it and they thought, oh, that could be cancer. And I had to go through all these tests and go through additional stress from this and also doctor bills. Turns out it wasn't cancer. It was stress. I believe it was one of my lymph nodes had enlarged because of stress. And after that, you know, being thankful that it wasn't cancer, I was forced to work into my schedule certain down days where I'm relaxing. And eventually, the more down days I gave myself where I wasn't working, the quicker my lump went down on my neck. And that was such a hard lesson for me to learn, that you can't work yourself into the ground. Even if you have a million things to do and you feel like you have to be working 24/7 in order to get everything done, you have to give yourself a breather once in a while. And as far as how you work out your time management, you have to really nail that down. It may involve outsourcing certain aspects of your business. I've had photographers on the show who outsource their editing. And by the way, when you outsource your editing, there are ways to do it so that your style is still carried over into your photos by the other person. That can absolutely be done. And there are other aspects of your business that you can outsource as well. You can get a bookkeeper, for example. You have to find ways to free you up, because the busier you become, the more effective you have to be with your time, is what I'm trying to say. At the same time, even as you become more busy and successful, you still have to take time for yourself. So time management is huge. Also, in the interview with Chris Corradino, we talked about copywriting your work. Chris sends his work in to be copyrighted every couple of months, and he stressed this as one of the most important things you can do to protect your work. Now, as far as copywriting your work, you can actually go to copyright.gov, and you have options there to send in your photos. Be it one photo, be it multiple photos, it's not a complicated process. And copywriting your work officially will absolutely hold up in court if you ever get to that point. Chris mentioned that you can't stop people from stealing your photos, but if you copyright your photos, then you have some hard proof that those photos are yours and you can take appropriate legal action after that point. And so I highly encourage you to copyright your work. Work it into your workflow. It doesn't have to be a huge time suck. Like I mentioned, Chris does it every couple of months. You could even do it once a quarter if you wanted to, depending on how much work you're outputting. And then finally, in my conversation with Chris, he mentioned early on in the show that he constantly practices craft in order to grow. And so I urge you to practice your photography, whether you have a shoot lined up or not. As far as how you practice, that can involve going out on photo walks, going out on your own. Chris mentioned he liked to go out on his own with his travel photography and bring his notebook and take notes as far as the settings he was using when he was first learning to use his camera. That's awesome. You could also seek formal education. Chris enrolled in the New York Institute of Photography, NYIP, and he started receiving formal education there. And so he definitely did both things. He went out on his own to practice and he sought formal education. NYIP is an awesome school. There are also other awesome schools, and not saying you necessarily have to attend a photography school in order to become a professional photographer. It absolutely helps with getting the foundation down and the basics down. But just as important is going out and taking the time to practice on your own. And so those were the points that really stood out to me in the interview. Just to reiterate, number one, take time for yourself. Do not go crazy. Number two, copyright your work. You can head over to copyright.gov to check out that process. And number three, constantly practice your craft. All right, that's all I have for you today. Go out and be awesome.